Not all science fiction explorations start at the surface of the Earth and go up. Jules Verne wrote about one that started at the surface of the Earth and went down. It's called A Journey to the Center of the Earth. Axel, Verne's young hero, explains that it all began on May the 24th, 1863, when his uncle found a message in an old Icelandic book, and the message read, "Go down the crater of Snæfell, that the shadow of Skartera softly touches from the beginning of July, brave traveler, and you will come to the center of the earth." I did it. The message was signed Arne Saknussemm. I asked my uncle who Saknussemm was. He explained he was a great Icelandic scientist who'd lived in the 16th century. "But what's the meaning of the message?" I asked. "Snæfell is an extinct volcano in Iceland," said my uncle. "Skartaris is the name of one of its peaks. But a journey to the center of the earth would be impossible," I argued. "Well," said my uncle, "like Arne Saknussemm, let us go and find out for ourselves." It was a mad plan, but several weeks later I found myself climbing down into Mount Snæfell with my uncle and a guide named Hans. We had to walk on eruptive stone, some of which slid and rebounded to the bottom of the abyss. Their fall created strange echoes. When we finally reached the bottom, we found the name Arne Saknussemm. There was no doubt about it. We were following his path. Three openings lay before us. The sharp shadow of Skartaris fell on the central one. "Forward," cried my uncle. "Forward to the center of the earth." We climbed down. 10 hours and 2,800 feet later, we reached the bottom of the volcanic chimney. After a last look at the skies of Iceland, we descended into a passage on the right. One day, I took the lead. All at once, I turned to speak to the others. "Hello. Where are they? I must have been going too fast. I'll walk back and meet them. Uncle. Uncle Hans." But there was no answer. A shiver ran through my body. I was lost. I was buried alive. Then a new terror possessed me. My lamp was going out. I watched the current fade. When I was alone in the absolute darkness, I lost my head. I broke into mad flight. I crashed into rocks. I fell. I scrambled, bleeding, to my feet. And finally, I collapsed into an unconscious heap. When I came to, I seemed to hear a few muffled words. Was the voice of my uncle. The tunnel had some peculiar ability to conduct sound. I called to him, and he told me to continue down the tunnel I was in, that I'd find him. I started off, sometimes walking, sometimes crawling. Suddenly, I felt myself falling. My head struck a rock, and I lost consciousness. When I awoke, my uncle and Hans were standing over me. We were in a tremendous cavern. Before us was an underground ocean which stretched further than the eye could see. Hans built a raft so we could continue our journey. A steady wind blew us quickly out to sea. To try and find the depth of the sea, we let down our heaviest pick on a rope. When we pulled it in, we found teeth marks on it. I checked our guns and turned to stare fearfully out at the ocean. Finally, I fell asleep, but I was awakened by a tremendous jolt. Ahead of us, two prehistoric monsters, an Ichthyosaurus and a Plesiosaurus, were attacking each other with fury. For 2 hours, the animals churned up mountainous waves that threatened to capsize us. Finally, the Plesiosaurus was mortally wounded. We drew rapidly away from the scene of the struggle. But several days later, the air became charged with electricity and the clouds began to build up. For a time, the raft floated motionless on a dull sea. And then finally, the storm hit. The sea to churn, and the raft flew towards the horizon. Claps of thunder followed bolts of lightning. Columns of water leaped up and fell back as foam. Waves washed over our heads. For 3 days the storm raged. I fear we're lost, my uncle said. A disk of fire carried off our mast and our sail, and then it began to spin slowly around us. We sat frozen with terror as it lightly touched our gunpowder, but it moved away, then came towards me. I snatched my foot away just in time. The storm continued. We were living in a world of noise, a world of explosions. Then there was a new sound, as though the seas were breaking upon rocks. And soon we were flung upon the shore. We crawled under some sheltering rocks, and we fell asleep. When we awoke, the storm had passed. Since we had come to the end of the sea, we could once more make our way down towards the center of the earth. We found the initials of Arnsag Nussen carved on the wall. This is our path, said my uncle. We have only 4,500 miles more to go. But we'd gone only a few feet when we discovered our passageway was blocked by a rock. We decided to blow it to pieces. We hollowed out a hole in the rock for gunpowder. We made a long fuse. I lit the fuse and I raced to join my uncle and Hans on the raft. Our plan was to set out to sea to avoid any danger from the explosion. But with a great roar, the shape of the cliff changed and a huge hole opened up along the shore. We were swept into the hole and we felt ourselves swirling down into darkness. For several hours we were carried along at tremendous speed. Suddenly the raft stopped and a flood of water spilled over us. And then it seemed we were going up a sort of well. I began to look about. Uncle, I cried, the rock is hot. The water beneath us is boiling. Then we heard sounds like distant explosions, and the walls began to shake. An uncontrollable terror seized me. Uncle, we're lost. We're in an earthquake. No, said my uncle calmly. No, we are not in an earthquake. We are in the chimney of an active volcano. We are being erupted. All about us, the water turned to blazing lava. A rush of stifling air left me breathless. The raft seemed to be turning round and round, with roaring fire on every side and continuous explosions all about. Shock followed shock, and I began to lose my senses. When I opened my eyes, we were lying on the slope of a mountain. Above us was real sky. At the foot of the mountain, we asked a child where we were. Stromboli, he said. What a journey it had been. We had not reached the center of the earth, but we had started out in Iceland, and we had come up over 3,000 miles away on an island in the Mediterranean Sea.